Blatsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt. Typical career politician. No accountability. No results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By a show of hands, how many have voted, early voted? Ooh, gosh, not many of you. Ooh, in fact, hardly any of you. They're saying this is going to be a low turnout election. I don't know what that means for people like, say, Adam Laxalt. Or, no, I don't know. For the life of me, I don't know what this is all going to mean. I hope you will get out and vote. I hope that you're going to do your best to make sure that even if you got a scratchy throat or you got this or you got that, that you... get out and you make sure you vote, because you are the only one that can change our government. It's not enough to bitch about our government. You got to take part. And taking part, if you're not running for office, is you got to vote. So make sure you do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Adam Laxalt, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, the former AG, that's Attorney General. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Oh, and don't forget, we're going to give away that gas card at 2:50. Stay where you are right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
In a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Stocks have entered a bear market as the S&P 500, which provides many of the 401k investments Americans have, dove 3.9%, falling more than 20% below the record high it set in January. The Dow is down 876 points today. More from the January 6th Commission on the Capitol riot today. In a taped deposition before the House panel, former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien says he told President Trump not to declare victory on election night.
My recommendation was to say that votes were still being counted. It's too early to tell, too early to call the race.
Stepien was to be a key in-person witness Monday, but abruptly backed out of appearing live because his wife went into labor. Stepien, who is still close to Trump, had been subpoenaed to appear. Speaking with Salem Radio, former Senator Jim Talent believes the spotlight won't divert America's attention from the consequences of the Democrats' political agenda.
Americans are suffering enormously. There's going to be an electoral response, which they know, and they're suffering because of the policies, and deep down they know this. I'm talking about the leaders of the Congress, the Democrats. They know it's because of their policies, their monetary policies, their border policies, their crime policies, their pandemic policies.
Once again, fears about a fragile economy are forcing Wall Street towards what's known as a bear market, with the S&P 500 tumbling more than 20% below its record set earlier this year. The numbers, the Dow down by 876 points to 30,516, the NASDAQ dropping 530, the S&P lower by 151, oil up 26 cents to $120.93 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. More at townhall.com.
Relief, thank the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 Westlake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Amid fast-rising rents in southern Nevada, a Las Vegas developer has opened an affordable housing complex. Ovation Design and Development has opened Arioso, a 195-unit apartment complex for low-income seniors on Blue Diamond near Fort Apache. One bedroom starts at $921. By comparison, the typical rent in southern Nevada was more than $1,800 in April. The National Low Income Housing Coalition says Nevada is short nearly 80,000 homes for low-income tenants. Water waste investigators from three different jurisdictions checked various areas of the community yesterday in search of water irrigation violations. No watering is allowed on Sundays across the Vegas Valley. Las Vegas Water Valley District Investigator Cameron Donnarumma reported he found four violations, including one in which a resident was draining a swimming pool into a street and another location where water was running into a gutter from illegal Sunday irrigation. So do remember that in the future. No watering on Sundays.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, as we check in our conditions on area freeways, Durango Drive is closed between Edna and Eldora due to some police activity. Apparently, there's a barricade going on there. Also, lane restrictions through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl, 515 East at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Don't forget, a $50 gas card's going out the door at 2:50, 10 till 3, and a basic oil change from Meineke. Hope you're going to be listening. He has been sprinting to the finish line for quite a while now, and it's all going to be over tomorrow because that is Election Day. We're talking about Adam Laxalt, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, the former Nevada Attorney General, and he joins us. Where are you today, sir?
Well, Kevin, the $50 gas card isn't going to take you very far this time around. Huh? You're going to need to get that bumped up.
I know. Where are you calling us from today?
You know, we're in Reno today, and we just finished swinging through the entire state. It's just most recently Moapa Valley and Mesquite and Las Vegas, and it's been a great final week here, as we've done since the beginning of the race. Continuing to tour around Nevada, make sure everybody is engaged, motivated. And I could just tell you, this final week was unbelievable. Always helpful when you got Don Jr. on the trail with you. But people were super, super amped up. People understand how important this race is, that we are the majority-making race. And, of course, with every single passing day, more and more things are going wrong. Which makes people even more and more understanding that we need change fast. We got to get Masto out as quickly as possible.
Let me ask you, you were on the America First Tour, which I thought was an amazing idea, and it brought a lot of people, Matt Schlapp and different people, to the table. I thought that was absolutely great. Tell me what you learned in this final run across the state. I'm just curious if anything came out that you thought, oh boy, I hadn't even thought of that.
Well, it's just always so great to be able to have those one-on-one conversations with people in, you know, both large metros and smaller communities. And, you know, I think one thing that is very palpable is that people are very, very concerned we're losing our country. And, you know, that's how I launched this campaign. That's actually our launch ad, knowing what we're up against, that the left is hell-bent on destroying our nation. But here we are, you know, it's been 8-9 months since we started this campaign, and things have gotten far worse than even then. And so I think people just understand that it's go time for us. And whatever people normally do to get involved in the political process and try to help out our state, this is the year people need to do as much as they've ever done. Because this, you know, this can be our best opportunity to flip Nevada. And if we don't do this, from the Senate on down and make this an absolute tsunami, we're going to lose our state.
After visiting all 17 counties, are you convinced that we are headed to a red wave?
I'm absolutely convinced that you know, it's so funny, Kevin. You know, I do some of these national interviews, and we're able to do Maria Bartiromo yesterday, and we did the Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer this morning. And you know, oftentimes when you get a national reporter, they want to say, "What's the one issue?" And I always refuse to accept that question and say, "Our voters are more than capable of following more than one issue." And they are. If you spend the 15 minutes, they will go through gas, inflation, open borders, law and order, cancel culture, Disney, Twitter with Elon Musk. I mean, you name it. And I think that's the, you know, one thing that's changed this cycle from when I became attorney general is that I don't know if it's just more social media or how people are getting information, but people are following all of it. People understand what's going on. They're tracking all of these movements. And that's important because we know that the media, for example, this weekend, they spent the entire weekend trying to push gun control, and they completely ignored the near assassination of Justice Kavanaugh. And unless we understand what the media is up to, the legacy media, that they're all about narrative shaping, and frankly, they're all about defeating Republicans, especially conservative Republicans, then, you know, we're never going to take back this country. And so people, I think, are understanding you must ignore these people. Whatever they're pushing is probably the opposite of what's really going on.
What do you think of this story that came out yesterday that 10 Republicans are on board for a gun control light legislation? First of all, do you trust any deal with the Democrats relative to gun control, that it's not going to end up with either registration or something worse?
I'm just super frustrated that we would go this direction. This is what the media is pushing. This is what they want. They want to use tragedy as an opportunity to take our guns and to limit our Second Amendment rights. And the bottom line is, and you know, we studied this when I was attorney general, there's nothing that would be better to protect our kids than to put armed guards in these schools, to have single entry, and to make sure each classroom is a breach-proof door. And when I said that on the Hannity show right after the most recent school shooting, you know, the Nevada media went after me and said that the Democrats have never said that they wouldn't support that, and that they'll support that. And of course, the next week, Joe Biden said he's a no-go on heading that direction. And so the Democrats, for whatever reason, refuse to support putting law enforcement and ex-military in our schools, which would be the best way to go. And obviously we have cultural issues and mental health issues. And rather than deal with the hard issues and actually protect our kids and our schools, they always want to use gun control. And it's a crime, because everything that they push is something that is not going to fix the problem that we are facing. And I like to point out here in Nevada, you know, we have wildfires. And rather than actually address the real issue, which is range control and, you know, actually having to manage our lands better, they say it's climate change. And if only we fix climate change, then somehow we won't have forest fires anymore. And so you have example after example like this, where whatever the leftist solution is, you know, someday even their 32% base is going to wake up and realize that these are not real solutions. And even if they somehow bared out, they wouldn't fix any problems in America.
I want to ask you, because it's one thing to enumerate problems in America. It is another thing to say, hey, I've got a solution. And I need kind of just a thumbnail sketch. Inflation, gas prices, two issues that resonate all across the state, regardless of who it is. These are at least my top two in talking to people. Do you have solutions to inflation and to gas prices?
No, absolutely. Look, inflation. We warned everyone last year that if they spent more money, it would absolutely lead to inflation. And yet that was passed on a partisan line. Senator Masto voted for that and got this inflation bomb going. And I have to remind people that, you know, if they just had Joe Manchin on their side, they would have then pushed Build Back Better. I think everybody forgets. That would have been another $5 trillion on top of this inflation. I literally can't imagine where we'd be. We'd be in 15% inflation right now if that $5 trillion came down the pipe. Masto was a yes then. She's still a yes to a quote-unquote scaled back, Build Back Better. So first and foremost, we must take this Senate. We cannot rely on a Democrat to be the one that holds the line. And there is still money that was not spent. And it would have been nice if they didn't just keep shoveling it out the door. But this is what the Biden administration thinks. They think that somehow you can spend your way out of inflation. There are economists, believe it or not, that tout that theory. Of course, it's false. And anyone with a brain knows it's false. But a lot of people in the Biden administration keep pushing that theory. And so we've got to drive them the other direction. And for gas prices, it's simple. We know what it was like to have $2 a gallon gas here in Nevada. It was just 2 years ago, and it was called America First Energy Policy, when we actually supported and were able to grow those industries for some of the cleanest energy in America, the cleanest fossil fuels in the world. Instead, now we're relying on these faraway, terrible countries to beg for oil, because the Biden administration will not reverse course. And so I'm hoping that if this is a deep and red enough wave, that Joe Biden has to come to the table in January and has to work with Republicans on actually reversing courses, going back to the Keystone Pipeline, opening up drilling again. And by the way, it would be nice if he just stopped demonizing those industries, because they can't invest, they can't take risks. If they feel like the president is going to use the awesome power of the federal government to shut them down the second this near crisis is over, which is, of course, exactly what they think. And so we need them to have such a shellacking in November. They wake up, we'll work with Republicans, and change course.
Let me just ask you, to me, winnability in November is a key to this election, this primary election. Are you convinced that you're the man that can beat Catherine Cortez Masto and become the 51st senator?
Well, I've won a statewide race. In fact, a massive, massive statewide race. And I have support in all 17 counties. This race is going to be about the problems that our open border has created, about illegal immigration, as well as our law enforcement issues. There's no better matchup in America than two former attorneys general going head-to-head. Masto, I've got to remind people, was an eight-year AG. I took over her office. We had to clean up after her once, and we plan on cleaning up after her again when we take her U.S. Senate seat.
Adam, safe travels in the final hours of this campaign. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it, and I know we'll talk with you again down the road.
Thanks so much, and everybody, get out and vote tomorrow.
There
you go. Look forward to all your support, and onward to November. Thanks, everybody.
Adam Laxalt, he may well end up being the guy that takes on Catherine Cortez Masto. He says he can take her down, and I think any of the candidates on the Republican side can win. I mean, the winnability thing against Catherine Cortez Masto, to me, is not an issue. Look at the money that they've spent on Catherine Cortez Masto, even in the closing hours of this campaign. Even weeks ago, they were spending money trying to prop up Catherine Cortez Masto. They know what we know. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Walls Show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating HeatingAndCooling.com.
Hey, Chuck, who uses Dollar Loan Center? I mean, do you have a typical customer?
Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. I think most people are surprised that our customers are 50-50 men and women and that our average customer makes over $40,000 a year. I can tell you this, our customers are great people and they're loyal to the DLC.
And how long do people usually keep their loans out?
If they want, they can keep the loan out for up to a year. But since we only charge interest for the time people have the loan out, most people pay it off in a matter of weeks to save the most money.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Let's go to your phone calls. JD is standing by. JD, you're up and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin, for the time. I'm supporting Adam. I met Adam at our Tea Party meeting when he ran for Attorney General and spoke with him at length, and I think I helped him with some information on how to beat Miller. I'm disappointed. First of all, there is not a campaign office on the east side of town. His website is a mess. Every time you try and find out a phone number or a address for the campaign offices, you get all kinds of unrelated messages. One showed six phone numbers with the last four digits blocked out. I went to an